Writer and director Jim Sheridan came to America in 1981. He had plans for a one-man show and dreams of directing theater in New York. As in the film, Sheridan drove with his wife and two young daughters across the Canadian border. One speeding ticket later, the family landed in Manhattan, eventually in the gritty, druggy neighborhood called Hell's Kitchen. In the movie, you see the family as they drive for the first time through Times Square. It's shot as a magical, fantastic place, true to Sheridan's memory.
I remember going through Times Square myself when it was dowdy, and yet it still had that magic, even though it was kind of rough at the edges. And it always felt like the center of some world, some wild world. And I thought that scene had a naivety, because it's from the child's point of view. And
they're hanging out of the window of the cars and looking at all the lights.
And it's, I don't know what it is, it's so innocent and so pure that it really affects people.
Let me ask you about this family in the film. It's Johnny and Sarah, the parents, and their two young girls, Christy and Ariel.
Yeah.
They seem to have no money, very little money. They find a tenement apartment that is a wreck.
Yeah.
Are we going to pay for this place?
We'll sell the car.
Dad?
What?
Can we keep the pigeons? Dad, can we keep the pigeons? Dad, can we keep the pigeons?
As you're watching this, you think, oh, how awful. This is filthy and dirty, and there are pigeons flying around. And for the girls, this is a wonderful thing. They've got pets.
Yeah. It is kind of very odd, you know. It's like when I made the film and I was auditioning and I asked Emma to read the script, and she did, and she was wonderful. And I thought too good and precocious.
This is Emma Bolger, the younger of the two
younger
girls.
The younger, who plays Ariel. I mean, she performed it perfectly, so perfectly that there was nothing left to do. And I thought, oh my God, she'll be precocious. So I went to another kid, gave her the script, and my coat was pulled from behind. And it was Emma looking at me with pity, as if I'd crossed some invisible line of etiquette that I wasn't aware of. And she just said to me, Jim. And I said, yeah. She said, is she reading my part?
She knew
and
she
I,
had it.
Yeah, I looked there and I'm like, I tried to intimidate her, you know, as usual. But she was only six and she just stared back at me. And then I just looked in her eyes and I didn't want to start getting into it's an audition and breaking her belief. And I said, nobody's reading your part, your cast. And she said, my sister's downstairs in the car. I said, she's too young. And she said, well, you should see her anyway. So I went down, met her and cast her.
These two girls are in many ways, I think, the emotional core of this movie, and they are remarkable. Are there moments in the film that came from the girls that were their ideas? Yeah. Can you think of one?
We got to Tompkins Square Park late in the day, and the wind kept blowing, and the sun was going behind this tree and that tree.
This is on the Lower East Side of New York.
And I couldn't get the backlight for the leaves falling, which we got once or twice, but we never got it with people in the shot. And you know what happens when you go to a place like a big park is that the crew kind of goes in seven different directions and you're constantly calling people trying to get focus. And we lost it and they said, there's no scene here, we better go home. And I just said to Emma, come here, Emma. Yeah. I said, will you just do something, just improvise, say whatever you want. And I just turned the camera on and she picked up a stick and she picked up a cup, you know, like off the ground, and she held it up like the Statue of Liberty and said, Statue of Liberty, everybody together.
Statue of Liberty, nation, friends, and caring. So now we are all together. I'm hungry.
A monologue.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, that's very good.
You wrote the script for In America along with your two grown daughters. And I wonder what they brought, what their contribution was to this film.
They were only 16 and 19 when I asked them to write it. And I joked that I only asked them to write it because I wanted to control the copyright of their opinion on my life. But I wrote the first two drafts and it wasn't going anywhere and I didn't have a story. So I gave it to them thinking they'd find the story or give me something about childhood, and they took it and went off and wrote their own scripts. And in their scripts, they were the heroes. And my character was virtually eliminated. He was a guy who had his head in the clouds, said yes or no, no matter what they asked him. That was it. And the rest was about coming to America, fridges full of food in other kids' apartments, stocking their own fridge when they were bringing kids from the school. It was all about this kind of, how do we belong? And I think for the everybody in America has an immigrant soul, you know? So when I come to America with this film and I make it, I get like a huge emotional response from people. And in essence, that's because it's their story on some level. You know, it's everybody's story. In this case, it's a little bit more edgy because they're illegal. And therefore, in a funny way, because I put the song Desperado in it, they're a bit desperados.
Jim Sheridan, thanks so much for coming in.
All right, thank you. It's good talking to you.
Jim Sheridan wrote and directed the film In America.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one.